Welcome back to My Seminary Life Presents Fish Fridays, the musical. And a happy early St. Patrick's Day to you all here. This is going to be the St. Patrick's Day episode per tradition here on Fish Fridays. I have to do at least one during the series run. And for this one, I am here today to talk about probably one of the more well-known English-Irish drinking song. It was written in England, but it's pretty well associated with more like Irish music. Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya is what I am here today to talk about. During My Seminary Life Presents Fish Fridays, the musical, each week I have chosen a different song that I think correlates to the different themes, postures, and practices of Lent, and talk about it through the song's lyrics, give a little bit of a background on the song as well. And as I said, today I'm here to talk about what is probably the most well-known or easily recognizable Irish drinking song, Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya. If anything, you know it because the bad guys in the Disney Channel original movie Luck of the Irish sing it at one point. It's that one that goes with guns and drums and guns, haru, haru, guns and guns, haru, haru, that song. And if you're like, huh, that tune sounds familiar, that's because later on the tune was repurposed for The Ants Go Marching Home. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, or something like that. Like that children's nursery rhyme song, that is also the same tune as well. Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya was written in the late 1860s, and it is in England, and it is believed to be a parody of the song When Johnny Comes Marching Home, which was written right around the time of the Civil War in the United States. In the song When Johnny Comes Marching Home, this is a celebration song, a song of anticipation for soldiers returning home from war, and all the celebration and the people are all feeling happy and gay. That's the song's words. They're just celebrating. The bells of the church are ringing out, hurrah, hurrah, not haru, but hurrah. It's a big celebration song. The war is over. The boys are coming back, and everything's fine and dandy. Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya, on the other hand, would be a parody in the sense of the fact that it is a much grimmer view of somebody returning from war. Now, in some circles, Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya is believed to be a song in reference to the Candian Wars, which took place about 40 years earlier from when the song was originally written. This was a war that took place in what is now known in modern day as Sri Lanka, and there are references in the song to this location. So it's, as opposed to being a song about the American Civil War, it's believed to be a reference to this war that Ireland was involved in. Now, the big parody aspect of Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya, which by parody I do not mean a laughing matter, but rather just very, very different, is that while When Johnny Comes Marching Home was a song celebrating soldiers returning from war, this song, and didn't necessarily like discourage soldiers from coming home, but instead showed what a soldier could be coming home would be like. The story of this in the song is that a woman is traveling, or is walking, not even traveling, a woman is going down a road when she runs into a former lover of hers. This guy, and this is all within the context of the song, by the way, this guy, they were lovers, she ends up getting pregnant, and he leaves her and their child to go to war. Not get drafted or assigned up or anything like that. No, like he leaves them to go to war. And now he has returned home from war and Homeboy is battered up. The enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, my darling dear, you look so queer. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg. You're armless, boneless, chickenless egg. You'll have to put with a bull out to beg. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. I skipped all the haru, haru. There's also, where are the legs with which you run? Haru, haru. When first you carry... For first you went for to carry a gun. Indeed, your dancing days are done. So there's a little bit of, like, kind of goofiness in there, kind of poking fun at him a little bit. But basically, he leaves her, goes to war, and he is a cripple now. He is disabled. He is a disabled veteran. He has got no arms, no legs. She's basically implying, like, you're out here now begging. But there's still just kind of like this sweet tenderness from the woman of, like, I hardly knew ya. And she, like, does feel a little bad for him. And I guess it could be interpreted as her continuing to be a little sarcastic, but one of the closing verses of the song is her saying, I'm happy to see you home, haru haru. I'm happy to see you home, haru haru. All from the island of Ceylon, which is the reference to modern day Sri Lanka. So low in flesh, so high in bone. Oh, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. So they were lovers. He left her and the child, went to war, got all kinds of shot up, losing limbs. Now he's a beggar. And either she's being very sarcastic, which would be maybe a more modern day understanding of the song, or she's genuinely saying, like, I'm happy to see you at least. You're not dead. There are some variations to this song. Basically, this song was popular there in, like, the late 1860s, had a resurgence in the 1960s, and still continues to be covered by different bands to this day. And there's various versions of the song. One of them includes the line that he also lost his nose while he was in the war. Some versions of the song do have an additional verse here at the end of the song. And this takes me to the bigger picture of what's going on within the context of this song. They're rolling out the guns again, haru haru. They're rolling out the guns again, haru haru. They're rolling out the guns again, but they won't take our sons again. No, they'll never take back our sons again. Johnny, I'm swearing to ya. For all of its quirkiness and the fact that it makes a very good drinking song because you get to go haru, haru. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes producer Cooper does it. As quirky of a song as it is, and it being kind of this parody of, like, when soldiers come home, everything's right and happy. Or sometimes soldiers come home and everything's not right and happy. This song is believed to be an anti-war song. Or within the context of it possibly being a response to this war that Ireland took place in prior to it, an anti-recruitment song. Essentially, what Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya is trying to show is that war, what is it good for? We'll just quote another song. That what war does is just cause devastation. We could maybe... especially in songs written by Americans, interestingly enough, we can maybe pretend that it's like this big celebration moment. And it is. We've all teared up a little bit watching those videos of soldiers coming home from war, being greeted by their family at the airport. Like, we've all done that, right? We've all done it, okay? We've all done it. But at the same time, like, we know that throughout the history of war, especially here in the United States, that's not always how soldiers were treated. You have, like, the Vietnam War as an example. And a lot of times soldiers go on after seeing combat to have physical, emotional, mental issues that sometimes don't get resolved and are treated even. Like, warfare affects everybody, all soldiers, whether they die or not. You come from war changed. You are a changed person when you return from war. And in some cases, like in Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, you may be greatly disfigured and maimed as a result of warfare. Now, at this point, you might be thinking to yourself, where is he going with this? How in the world is he going to make this Herculean turn to be able to make Johnny, I Hardly Knew You about Lent? Well, I'm still working on it. No, I'm just kidding. Here's how this song relates to Lent and why I chose it for this series. Though I will concede that God does use warfare in the Old Testament, I personally believe that war is anti-God because war promotes destruction and death. God is working towards restoration and eternal salvation, eternal life for creation. Lent is a time for spiritual restoration. This is a time bookended in death, death that is not supposed to be a natural part of life, as we see as it was originally put together in the garden. Death is contrary to what God had originally created, but has now become a natural part of our order. Just because death has become a natural part of life doesn't make it good, just like how war has sadly become a natural part of humanity's existence, that doesn't make it right. As we talked about a few weeks ago during the Beautiful Things episode, we are longing with creation for the final restoration, where all things are put right again. Whether it's ourselves being fully rendered as we are supposed to be as humans, or creation, whatever the case may be. Lent begins moving us that direction as we practice prayer and fasting and acts of charity to realign ourselves with following Jesus as he describes throughout his ministry. War is anti-restoration as it promotes death, destruction, and chaos. Therefore, I'm taking this moment during the Fish Fridays series to publicly declare for myself and then also call for other Christians to step to this. Christians should be anti-war. I am anti-war. I don't think we should be supporting warfare. I understand, as I said, that this is a part of just the existence of humanity now, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't think it should be happening. I don't think this is part of God's intended purpose for humanity from the get-go. It's like death, now just something that happens, and we should stand against that. We should not be applauding America and Israel for bombing Iran. We should not be celebrating the United States for bombing Venezuela. We should not be celebrating ICE agents killing people in the streets and detaining people who statistically are proving over and over and over again, overwhelmingly, to be not any remote threat, not the worst of the worst. This is evil, and Christians should not be supporting it. It breaks my heart to see churches in my context posting statements about how they supported the United States and Israel's bombing of Iran, calling it a holy war. That is disgusting, and it hurts. I do not think we should be calling this. Look, if you want to be wrong and support what's going on, fine. You want to call it a holy war? you're on the wrong side of history. Before we start partying on Tuesday and having our Guinness and Green River and corned beef and cabbage, do other places outside the Midwest have Green River, or is that just a Midwest thing? Before we start the party, choose the path of peace and being a peacemaker rather than supporting genocide, supporting bigotry, supporting death, destruction, and chaos. Choose the path of restoration. That's what you're choosing for yourself right now, right? You're choosing personal spiritual restoration through Lent. Why don't you want that for other people? Make disciples, love your neighbor, and speak out against violent atrocities that need to be ended. Be a part of that part of history, not the one that prefers blowing things up that we don't like. Johnny, I hardly knew ya. So because there are so many different versions of this song, usually each week I pick like a specific song, but technically there's a bunch of different versions of Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya. If you read the title before you clicked on the episode, which is fine if you didn't. I never do. I never know what I'm listening to until it starts going. But I am specifically recommending the Dropkick Murphys version of this song. I like Dropkick Murphys. Weird fact about me, I love Celtic punk music. I like Celtic music in general, but I like Celtic punk, Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, Flatfoot 56, groups like that. It's punk rock music, throw in bagpipes, make it a drinking song. Like, that's basically what you've got there. Dropkick Murphys is most known for their song Shipping Up to Boston. But they do have a really good version of Johnny, I Hardly Knew Ya as well. So I'm recommending them because I really like their version and because Dropkick Murphys has actually been very anti-ICE since everything that's been going on this year. They've been one of the I don't want to say few, but one of the bands that has been very vocal about ICE needing to get out of Minneapolis and just all the other instances of abuse from ICE. Usually Dropkick Murphys is there wanting to dropkick them. So I am specifically, if you want to go listen to the song, if you're still like, I don't know what this song is, or if you just want to jam while you're cooking your corned beef and cabbage this Tuesday, I highly recommend their version. I'm pretty sure, I think the Pogs has one too. I could be wrong about that though. I have a playlist of Celtic music and I'm pretty sure I've got more than one version on there, but check out the Dropkick Murphys version for sure. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend and check out the other great shows here on the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network, like Your Matter Matters, Theology on the Rocks, and The Bible After Hours, along with my sister show, Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. You can also contact the show at emailseminarylife@gmail.com. Once again, that's emailseminarylife@gmail.com. That's it for me. We are now like basically halfway through, because, you know, 7 weeks doesn't divide evenly. So we are about halfway through our musical adventure right now. And next week, we're kicking it old school. Yes, that's right. Pull out your hymnals for next week's episode. But until then, this is Brandon signing off, reminding you, as always, that theology is best served with a side of coleslaw.